RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by the Thetford Corporation. The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head over to Jayco.com. And by Campgrounds of America. To find out what's behind the yellow sign, visit KOA.com or download the free KOA app today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are back with more tips on how to treat, if not cure, those winterization blues. Thousands of RVs across the country have been winterized and covered for the long, cold months ahead. So we came up with a new list of all the things you can do instead of crying quietly in your camper.
From books to projects to getting cozy in the traditional Danish style, we have something to keep you busy no matter how much you hate Mr. Jack Frost.
You might think the RV season has come to a close, but at RVFTA, we never put that baby to bed. You are listening to episode number 123, Kick Those Winterization Blues 2017.
Before we head into this week's feature topic, Kick Those Winterization Blues 2017, it's time for our news roundup, which is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info.
Lots of people buying RVs this time of year and getting that Progressive insurance. And a lot of people buying RVs at the Florida RV Super Show.
They will be.
It's the 32nd year of the show. It's January 18th to 22nd at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida. And I'm calling it. It's the best RV show in America.
And we are going to be there, of course, with our lively little campers. And we know a lot of RVFTA folks are going to be there, too. We've been hearing from a lot of people that are coming, and some of them are camping on the fairgrounds. Now, the rally spots are sold out, but you can still just show up and dry camp for $20 a night. So there's that.
If you're dry camping, you're not having a campfire.
Yeah.
But there's a space for you.
Or you can go to the website. I've been including the link in the show notes, and it like actually links towards nearby hotels with discounts and everything.
There's also daily seminars, over 450 vendors, and more than 1,400 RVs across 26 acres, plus all kinds of great live entertainment. Like, you'll be looking at a Class A, and like a marching band will go right by.
Oh, wow. You refrained from talking about Teddy Roosevelt. I think that's the first time ever.
Look, I talked to that Teddy Roosevelt impersonator for like half an hour.
I know you
did.
He
was bully.
You can't get over it. Yeah, there's little parades of just bizarre acts that go by, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. So you got to go.
Now, the Atlantic City RV show is also coming up, and Stephanie and I are going to be doing 3 days worth of seminars at the AC RV show, February 17th to 19th. Now, my aunt and uncle came over for New Year's this past weekend, and I get along with them very well. They're very friendly, and he's really into getting an RV.
Really shocked me.
I wasn't surprised. I kind of knew this, but my aunt is, I don't know. She's maybe warming up to the idea. So I said, but my aunt's very encouraging of what we do. This whole RV nonsense we do.
So I told
my aunt and uncle, I was like, come to the AC RV show and you can like hit up one of our seminars and we'll go walk around and go shopping with you. And my uncle's like, if I go to the AC RV show, I'm not looking at RVs.
Yeah, he can't balance the casinos and the RVs at the same time.
I think
He'd be headed to
the poker table.
But who knows? He's thinking Class Bs. They might come and look at some.
And I told him, you've got it exactly right. I mean, that's what will be right for the two of you as a Class B. Now, we have three different seminars we'll be doing each day, and we'll be rotating them. And a couple of them we'll be giving twice a day. So we're going to do 12 reasons why RV vacations are better. We're going to do a seminar called Which RV is Right for Me? And we're going to do another one called 10 Amazing Campgrounds in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Go to gsmedia.com to get that whole list of schedule.
It's a new year, new you. Are you going to contribute to our Tents for Troops campaign here in 2017? Another big shout out. Those smaller donations that we have been, you know, calling for, that we've been saying, the $5, $10 donations, or if everybody bands together, that's what's going to make it. They have been coming in, and we appreciate that very much.
We had a nice little rush of donations this week. It did die down for a few weeks, but then it was good again this week. We're trying to raise $10,000 to buy a travel trailer that will be permanently located at a very nice campground, and then active duty military families can come for free and spend a couple nights in that RV. Donate now. We have thousands of listeners, and we've only probably had about 100 people or 150 people donate. I don't remember the exact number.
Count, yeah.
But there are thousands of you who have not donated, and we need you to. We would like to purchase this RV come April.
Right, in time for a spring camping season and for the next camping season ahead. That would be great. All right, now I just wanted to mention that our lovely Kate Dunbar, our correspondent, not only was she on Campground of the Week for us reviewing Ventura Beach RV Park this week, but she's also showing up on the Girl Camper podcast.
They're hanging out down in Texas. Janine is down in Texas right now having a wild old time.
I don't know if she's coming home.
I'm worried she's not coming home. I said, Janine, you seem to really like it in Texas. And she's like, yeah, I do.
She does. So does Kate.
She's junking and she's shopping and she's hanging out with people.
So if you love to hear Kate Dunbar on our podcast, make sure that you go over and you listen to her on the Girl Camper podcast this week.
I would like to think that we made Kate and Janine both stars, but I think
they're stars in their own right.
That they
nice
made,
try.
I think they made us stars, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. They're good folks to hang around with if you want that star
now,
quality.
If you're planning trips, and the sense we get on social media, you know, the vibes I'm getting on social media, as soon as New Year's Day passed, everybody went to trip planning mode. I just got that vibration. If you're in trip planning mode, head over and subscribe to our Campground of the Week podcast. We've reviewed over 50 campgrounds over there, and we give you all the travel intel as well to go along with that location.
Yeah, and this week we're doing the Branches of Niagara, which is by Niagara Falls. And I wanted to mention that specifically because, you know what? Those bucket list destinations, they're the ones that you need to plan ahead. Why? Because everybody's planning those trips, okay? So a place like Niagara Falls, if you want to get a, you know, prime camping spot near there, you need to plan in advance. We also have heard, I mean, we've had on Grand Canyon campgrounds, Yellowstone campgrounds, Grand Tetons.
Great Smoky Mountains.
Great Smokies. So we really have a lot of those huge classic American destinations over on Campground of the Week. So check them out if you're trying to figure out where you're going to go.
And if you're not booking your trip this week, somebody else probably
They just
is.
Got your spot.
Now this week, we are reshuffling our schedule. The podcast schedule, and we are adding our RVFTA Live Facebook chat on Friday. So from now on, Girl Camper will come out on Tuesday. Campground of, as it always has, Campground of the Week will come out Wednesday. RV Family Travel Atlas will come out Thursday, and then Friday at 3 o'clock, right before
Eastern
we get the
time.
Boys from the bus, we're going to do our RVFTA Live Facebook chat. What kind of things are we going to talk about?
Questions we get, comments we get, RV industry news that comes up, RV articles that we read that are interesting. It's basically going to be a grab bag, magazine of topics that we want to cover. We stick pretty closely to a theme on every podcast episode, and sometimes there's stuff that we can't find a place to squeeze in, so we decided to do it this way.
Can we also do mailbag and stuff too, right?
Yep.
We've gotten away from
questions.
Reading letters.
I said questions first.
Great. Okay. So listen, we're going to come back in a second with our featured topic, which is kick those winterization blues 2017. We did one for 2016. These are all fresh new tips for 2017. We're going to help you kick those winterization blues. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment one of our episode on kicking those winterization blues. We're going to do three segments. The first segment, we're going to do a quick review of last year's tips, and we're also going to talk about wintering the Danish way. And then we're going to come back for a second segment where Stephanie gives her tips for kicking the winterization blues. Then the third segment, I'll do mine. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at the Thetford Corporation.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. We're talking a lot about cold weather, unfortunately, right now, and Thetford wants to make sure that you take care of your rig during the winter months. They have drain valve lubricant, storage deodorant, and toilet seal lubricant and conditioner. What does that do, Jar?
Well, I don't know, but I've been using the storage deodorant for work every day as well.
So gross. All right. Anyway, I'll tell you what the lubricant does.
You don't want your toilet to break.
Okay. So it is specially formulated to penetrate and coat seals for problem-free operation.
You're a bunch of mad scientists at Thetford. That's the thing about the Thetford people.
Penetrates and coats seals.
They're all in lab coats there messing around with
all the toilets. Yeah, well, you know, people always, if you're on Facebook or whatever, you always see people saying like, I can't get my sensors to work no matter how much I clean out. There's always something blocking it. Well, Thetford, they're saying that these drain, like the lubricants actually make it so that like things like
slide
go through.
Off.
Yes, I think.
So lubricants lubricate.
I mean, making it a more pleasant experience.
Yeah. So to check out a complete lineup of products by Thetford, visit them at thetford.com. Now, to start things off here, let's do a quick review of last year's tips. We did 15 tips last year. It was a jam-packed show, and it was one of my favorite shows from the winter. So what were some of the highlights from last year's episode on kicking those winterization blues?
Yeah, we didn't pick all of them to go over. I'll link to that episode in the show notes if you want even more at the end of this. But the ones that, you know, still really apply and we just think are too important not to mention is, number one, trip planning. The best way, if you are just a diehard, you know, traveler, camper, RVer, the best way to get through the winter is to plan trips for the next year.
We know a lot of our listeners spend hours, if not days, if not weeks on the trip planning. And we recommend it. And we do the same. And it really can help you get through a long, cold winter.
Now, the second thing that we talked about last year, and a lot of people are doing it, we think it's a big trend in the industry, is extending your camping season. Some of us still have to winterize. But you need to get comfortable with using your camper when it's winterized anyway.
Lots of people take out the RVs while they're winterized and they just flush with antifreeze or they just use the bathrooms at the campground.
Right. More and more campgrounds are staying open year-round. Even in the Northeast and the northern areas of the country, you are finding campgrounds that are putting in heated water. You know, a lot of them will turn off the water,
Heated
bathhouses. The electric is still on at Cherry Hill Park in Washington, D.C., which, you know, we talked about a couple weeks ago on Campground of the Week.
Lake Placid KOA is open year-round.
Yep.
Otter Lake in the Poconos, open year-round. We think every year you're going to see a few more places decide to stay open because there's money to be made. Extend your season. Go later into the winter, start earlier in the spring, and that will help you kick the blues.
No icy roads, people. No towing on icy roads.
Absolutely not.
Only on those nice, mild weekends.
We all know you get that weekend in February that's like 40 degrees or something.
Yeah.
That's the weekend to go.
Now, also, the third thing that we talked about, and again, it's going to be applicable this year, is RV shows. We think that RV shows are just a fun part of sort of the RV culture cycle. They start, you know, in the fall. Obviously, we went to Hershey back in September, but this is really RV show season.
Even if
right
you're
now.
Not shopping,
yeah,
go. It's just a fun day out in the winter.
Yeah, it's fun to see what's out there, to check out pricing still, to dream about maybe what could be on the horizon, even if you're not ready to buy yet. It's fun.
It is fun. Now, we also think you should print up and frame some photos. A lot of us just have our photos existing in the digital world. We don't actually enjoy printed photos framed and put up on the wall. Winter is a great time to go back through last summer's vacation photos and actually printing them up and framing them.
Yeah, or making one of those Shutterfly books. Now there's other types of books, the chat books that are, you know, straight from Instagram that you can do for each, you know, trip that you took. Those are really nice ways also to create memories with your kids because kids remember things as you talk about them more. It moves it from their temporary memory to their long-term memory. So having those pictures that they refer back to really solidifies the memories of those trips.
our podcast studio happens to be right next to a part of the house that the boys use as their clubhouse. In their clubhouse, they have photo albums we've put together for them from like the Charleston trip. They treasure those photo books and they flip through them.
Yep, they do. And they'll remember the trips better because of that. So it's hard for us to do. I know it takes a lot of time, but the winter's a good team to do it.
It's also a great time to subscribe to either Motorhome or Trailer Life magazine. Getting those types of magazine subscriptions will help you kick the winterization blues. And I said on the last episode, there's no better time in the history of Trailer Life to subscribe. We have 4 articles coming out in Trailer Life over the course of the next year.
Yeah, I don't know when. I don't know when all of our publication dates
are. Well, one of them's in March. But yeah, we have 4 articles. We've turned
in the
articles.
Yeah, they're there.
They're going to print them at some point.
We've met deadline. All right.
And the last one from last year.
All right. So I also think it's a nice time to conquer an RV interior organization project. So like in the summer, you're traveling, you're getting back from trips. Things can kind of like get a little disheveled in the camper and everything and maybe not totally pulled back together. You know what? Turn your heat on in your camper, right? You can turn that propane on, go out there, hang out, and clean out the cupboards. Anything that you didn't use all the past year, you know, take it out. Really pare down the stuff that you didn't use. I think the winter's a nice time to do that.
Or an RV mod project, if you're that type of person.
Hooks in a place, baskets.
You were saying, put the propane on, go out there, maybe even put on some music or something, just enjoy some time in the RV, even though it's winter.
All right, let's
get into 20.
Talk about the new stuff.
Into 2017. I'm excited about this episode because the winterization blues, they are real for me. Like I do get a little depressed when we're not RVing, and this episode helps me to get focused on some things I can do for fun to get me through the winter. Now, about a week ago, I was reading the New York Times style section, which of course is
Of
course it's a section that I
read. Of course you
read
the style section.
And they had an article, a cover story on wintering the Danish way and about how the Danish deal with winter, and they call it hygge. H-Y-G-G-E. Okay. And it means cozy.
It actually is the Danish word for cozy. Okay. So everybody, we're going to be saying this a lot in this episode. Ready? So say it after us. Hygge.
Hygge. And to turn it into an adjective, it's hygge-ly.
Hygge-ly. Right. So you would say, oh, that was so hygge-ly, right? Getting together last weekend at your house. Thank you. That dinner was so hygge-ly.
Those socks you gave me for Christmas,
right.
So hygge-ly.
Right. Oh, those candles, so hygge-ly. Yeah.
I read this article. Mm-hmm. I practically threw it at Stephanie. And I was like, you have to read this. This is so related to kicking the winterization blues. And shockingly, it even mentioned RVing.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about this philosophy of hygge and how we might be able to apply it to our own winterization blues.
Right, well, you get the winterization blues more so than I do. Because of this, I think what this gets at the root of it. I really would like to hibernate through the winter. I have no problem. When I read this article, this wasn't like, oh, this could help me get through. This was like, this is what I try to do. I try to get cozy. You fight me on it.
I try to pull her out of the house every weekend. Stephanie, as an undergraduate in Michigan, had no trouble with a Michigan winter. You would curl up with a book or curl up with your studies and a cup of tea and put a record on or some music on. You were good to go. You needed nothing
more. People
in
Michigan were kind of hygge when now that I think about it, in college. Because the thing is, I remember we would have this like big snow day here, you know, when we were married, but without kids. And inside, we'd be stuck in the house all day and it would get to 5 o'clock and you'd be like, let's go out. And you'd make me like walk to the nearby like pub or something just because you had to get out of the house. And I'm like, I don't know how long I'd have to be in the house before I'd actually have to get out of the house. Like I can hang for a while. I can get cozy. So I identify with this concept and I hope that you can get on board with this.
I want to more. So what are some of the things that in the notes here you have? What does hygge extol? What are some of the elements of hygge-ly?
Right. Okay. So these are some of the things mentioned in the article. Wooden bowls. Which I mentioned for our unbreakable table. I find wooden bowls very hygge. I get that, okay? Cuddling. I'm not a big cuddler.
And maybe that's why I always want to leave the house, because you reject my offers of cuddling. And then I'm like, okay, if you're not going to cuddle, let's go out.
Yeah. Okay, old shoes. So I think this is like, you know, the comfy shoes, maybe the Uggs, right, could come into play
here. I'm like hearing the Beatles' Norwegian Wood playing in the background.
Yeah. All right. Homespun pleasures. So this is your candles. All right. Candles are very hoogly.
Now, if you have small children,
I know,
like
we don't do candles.
Don't do candles. No. Take it off your hoogle list.
Yeah, I don't. No way.
I do love candles, but not with these boys.
I've never had candles since we had kids. All right, fires. We don't have a fireplace. That was one of the things that was on our must-have list for this new house that got off the must-have list. You always have to make.
Yeah, we wanted a fireplace.
I did want a fireplace. What happened? But we have a fire pit outside. I don't know if that's hoogah.
I think that would be hoogah. If you had a warm cup of tea in your hand, and then afterwards you went inside and cuddled.
All right. Fuzzy knitted socks, porridge, coffee, cake, and other people.
Coffee and cake. And also, I have to say, the article suggested that you brush your teeth together with your spouse or your loved one.
It's just closeness.
And I think that's very hoogah. And, you know, we've never brushed our teeth together.
No, I avoid the bathroom.
I think we should.
Other people, it'll cost.
Maybe take it a step further and we should brush each other's teeth.
Ew, not going to happen.
I think that would be very hoogah.
That's like even worse than cuddling. But all right. So, of course, in the article, this points to the fact that like things get a little out of control with hoogah. Like everybody's calling everything hoogah. It's like, you know, oh, that's so cool.
What's like the new feng shui kind of?
So, but here's some different sources for hoogah. Like references that are coming out in the United States.
Well, there's lots of books coming out.
Right. So Mike Viking, right, is the author of...
I think it's probably like Meek.
Meek, I know. Meek. All right.
Meek Viking, hilarious, by the way.
So hoogah. He is the author of The Little Book of Hoogah, and that's going to be out next month in America.
Yeah, and I ordered that.
Of course you did. And also coming out in January is How to Hoogah, The Nordic Secrets to a Happy Life. All right. And then
that's by Signe Johansson. You have to say their names because their names are hoogah.
Yeah. And in February, The Book of Hoogah, The Danish Art of Contentment, Comfort, and Connection by Louisa Thompson Britz. Those are all the books that are coming. Now, the reason why I think this is applicable to our audience, too, is not just that we all need to get cozier and sort of like settle in and be happy over the winter, but also I think a lot of these aspects of hoogah apply to the campground.
Well,
I think campgrounds are
cozy. Into the small space
cozy.
Of the RV. The RV is cozy.
Yes.
And the article actually talked about RVing and about campers.
Okay.
Because in Europe, they don't call them RVs. They call them camper vans. But what did the article have to say about how hoogly a camper van is?
All right. So I'm going to read this little section. It says, Alexandra Gove and her fiancé, Cohen Van Renswood, based in Colorado, were working in the hospitality business a few years ago when they took a trip to Copenhagen, Ms. Cove said, and had a hoogah epiphany, something about all the candles in the cafe. I thought, whoa, Americans need more of this, and I need more of this, she said. Once you have a word like hoogah in your vocabulary, you can't stop using it. I said, this is it. We have to start business revolving around hoogah. The couple bought an early 1970s Opel Blitz camper van with plump Herbie-like curves and an anthropomorphic styling. Vintage Opals are very hoogly. They painted the sides with the words Hoogah Life and drove around Europe in summer of 2014 selling Dutch pancakes called, I don't know how to say that, honey, perfergies at campsites
like
and farmer market.
I need to get rid of my perfergies.
I know. We're going to get like an email from
perfergies are killing me. Oh, somebody will correct our pronunciation. Trust me.
Back in Colorado, they started an online store, which is now a year old. They hope to build a hoogah-themed hotel in the mountains, towards which dream they have bought the domain names Hoogah Hotel and HoogahLodge.com.
So those are taken, people. Now, I want a small second RV, a little vintage camper or something cozy.
That would be so hoogly.
It would be so hoogly. Now, you know, the New York Times is often snarky about articles like this, right? Like they often kind of say them almost like mocking them or satirizing them. I thought the author was really enjoying this hoogah journey and was really kind of taking it seriously. And I think we're going to take it seriously, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally a new word in this house. And I'm going to like hold you accountable when you're not being hoogly. Like, I'm going to be like...
And I'm going to hold you accountable when I ask to brush your teeth and you say no.
All right.
Now, listen, we're going to come back in a second. We're going to do Stephanie's tips.
Which are so...
For kicking the winterization
hoogly.
Blues. Yeah, yours are very philosophical and hoogly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mine are more like practical and consumer-oriented.
Very consumer-oriented,
so you're
going to
get
course.
Some yin and yang on this. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a second with Stephanie's tips for kicking those winterization blues. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two, in which we are going to break down Stephanie's tips for kicking those winterization blues. But first, we have a sponsored message from our good friends at Jayco, and a big welcome on board to Jayco to the RVFTA podcast as a sponsor for 2017.
From rugged and rustic to comfy and cozy, the agile and reliable 2017 J-Sport camping trailer makes getting away your way a breeze. With five lifetime warranties, including the lifter system, bed platforms, floor, roof, and frame, the J-Sport is a camping trailer you can count on. Visit your local Jayco dealer or www.jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, they're saying the J-Sport camping trailer is comfy and cozy. So what they're saying is...
Hoogaloo.
Now, we were camping at Turkey Swamp Park this fall in November, and someone had out their 1974 Jayco camping trailer, pop-up camper, and it was in good shape.
It looked so cute.
It was adorable. It's this great green color. So you want to talk about generations of family fun. That pop-up camper had seen probably hundreds of camping trips.
Yeah, and it was so cute. I'd love that camper.
Picture up on the Instagram feed. I would like that one too. All right, let's dive into Stephanie's list. And it's very deep. It's very philosophical.
Well, this is what we decided to do this year. Instead of just making general RV, like, oriented tips, I said, well, why don't I share kind of what I'm doing this winter, right? Because it's funny, you could travel all year long and just keep going and going and going, come back, reboot, not full time, but you could definitely, like, come back to the house and go out again. I really do like a stretch of time to, like, hunker down at home. I operate very well with the season.
And you feel sort of reborn in the spring
when
the new camping season starts.
Yeah. And so there are things that I love about travel, but then there's also things that I feel like get away from me a little bit. And I enjoy the chance to kind of dive into some home projects and things like that. That's my personality. I really like longer stretches, you know, at home and longer stretches away. So I don't know. That's my thing. So what I decided to do was talk about the things that I'm kind of going to be focusing on
through the winter months. So the first one is actually kind of inspired by a book called The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. So tell us a little bit about, you know, it's not like you're saying this is one of your all-time favorite books,
no,
but it's inspired you in a way.
Well, I think that it's a really helpful book for people that are interested in the whole, like, reboot, you know, new year kind of a thing without diving into the whole, I'm going to lose 10 pounds kind of a thing, right? You want to be a little more philosophical about setting goals for a new year. And I was asked to give a talk. I do some adult education classes. I do, like, seminars, and I teach people, adults, how to write.
It's like a podcast, but there's real people there.
Yes.
And it's not recorded.
Yeah. So I was asked to give a talk to, you know, a somewhat large group of women about sort of an inspiring talk. And I wasn't given many parameters, but I decided to go in the direction of sort of this, the Happiness Project book, because I think it has a lot of useful things that you can take away. So it's by Gretchen Rubin. And one of the useful things that she does is she talks about coming up with your own 12 commandments to live by, right? And I actually had a lot of fun with that. And I think the women that I gave the talk to really did also. And I think that some of our listeners would too, right? So these are general principles that you want to live your life by, not like the things that you do, but the things that you want to do. So for example, you think, oh, what's the kind of person I want to be? And, like, so one of my commandments might be useful, not fabulous, right? Because I've talked to you about that. Like, that really rings true for me. Like, I want to be useful to people, not like, oh, so fabulous, and everybody loves her. Like, I just want to be the person that you're like, hey, I need you.
But you're useful and fabulous.
Well,
for me, it would be like, always leave a good tip.
Well, that's
like a life principle.
No. So that's very specific.
No?
So, like, a more general one would be like be generous, right? Always be generous with money. Right.
Well, I don't know if I want to go there. Good service, good tip.
Like, I said, like, people and experiences over things, right? Like, that's a general, I always want to place those over there. Saying no, say no more, right? That was
to me?
Not to although I probably
this list is getting dangerous.
You know, prioritize emotional energy, those kinds of things. So, like, I had a good time coming up with my 12 things. Other people would.
Did you read all 12 of yours to the ladies during the talk?
We did. Yeah. And I talked about how I came to them. I gave like personal examples of how I came up with all those. It was a really nice little talk.
Yeah, they didn't invite me. They invited Stephanie. I've actually done some things with this group of ladies
before, yeah, I work with them a lot, and I really do enjoy that part of what I do now in my life. But the nice thing about this book is that Gretchen Rubin does one resolution every month. So she focuses on one thing, and then like it's cumulative. So then by February, she's doing two things, right? And then by March, she's doing three things. So it's instituting these little habits. So I really like the way the book is structured. If you're looking for something that's a little New Year's-y, you know, get you through the winter,
but
I like
it. But not the cliched diet book or something like that.
It's not about one thing, right? Like so many New Year's resolutions, it's like be more productive.
Or, this is a whole life kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I like it. So anyway, it's interesting. Well, my number two comes from this book. So the number two thing that I wanted to focus on this winter is that in this book, Gretchen Rubin says that her grandparents had a rule that all happily married couples have one outdoor activity or should have one outdoor activity that they do together and one indoor activity that they do together. And I think that's a really great idea. And we don't really.
It's something specific to us that's not also the kids involved.
Right. So we used to like play spades all the time. We love
playing spades. I was just thinking about spades or cards.
Yeah. And I think that like we just fell off that because spades is a partner game. And so we used to just have more like couples in our house at night because you don't have kids and everything like that. And we would do that all the time. But we, you know, kind of dropped off on that. And I'd like to come up with something. I was thinking like a puzzle.
I got you a card game for Christmas.
Yeah, you
remember?
Did.
It's it's like it has all of these historical events, and you have to arrange them in chronological order. Or they're all like American pop culture events, and there's a whole series of these card games. So we'll try that, and if it's good, we'll put.
I
it
I feel
on
like
there.
It's going to have to be something that like catches, because like you love Scrabble, but Scrabble stresses me out.
Well, you think I'm a poor sport at Scrabble.
You take it. You're too intense, so it just stresses me out. So, and you're good. I can't put that kind of energy into it. So that doesn't work. So I want to find something that we can sit there and do together.
If this card game is good, we'll put it on the Spring Gear Guide.
All right. And then an outdoor activity. Before the kids were born, we did tennis.
We loved playing tennis. And that part of our souls has died.
Well, because when they're really little, you can't just like play tennis while the kids are at the park. And so we got out of the habit because we didn't have somebody to like watch the kids. You're not going to pay a babysitter while you go play tennis. Like we weren't going to do that.
I would.
But now the thing is when you think about it, the kids could play at the playground now independently while we played a game of tennis. So we really could pick that up again if we wanted to for that outdoor activity.
We could try.
But, you know.
Or we have friends in the neighborhood. Watch our kids for 2 hours while we play tennis. We'll watch your kids for 2 hours while you go do your couple thing.
Yeah.
We could work it out.
Yeah. So I that's my number two. Figure out what that indoor and outdoor activity is and try to do that together. Like, don't just say, oh, we have to go on a date night and go out to dinner or whatever. Like, actually find an activity you enjoy
doing
together.
Date nights have been elusive for this couple of late.
All right. So number three. Learn a new non-digital skill. So I brought this up in our fall gear guide. I got the ukulele because I have a guitar background, but I totally don't play the guitar anymore. And I wanted something a little bit easy for me to fiddle around with that would keep my hands busy, that wasn't reading, right? Because I read a lot, but I wanted something for when I don't want to read.
You were pretty good at the guitar, and you're pretty good. You have a pretty good voice, too. And I think the ukulele is nice and compact for packing in the RV. You didn't want to lug along the big acoustic guitar.
Oh, absolutely not. And I can kind of keep it hidden away from the kids, and I'm like being mean about it. I'm like, no, it's just mine. You can't touch it. So that's mine, but I was thinking for other people, you know, knitting. That's really therapeutic for some people and really meditative and everything. Wood carving or whittling. Right. That's like a lost art, I feel like, that, you know, just sits there and you can just kind of do it with your hands and not really think, let your mind wander. Needlepoint quilting, those kinds of things.
And I think a point you're making with a bunch of these are things you can do to kick the winterization blues and then carry them into the camping season.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking totally that these are, like I said, I really think that like a campfire is hygge. Right? I mean, it just is.
If you have knitted socks on and a ukulele, it's really hygge.
So like, think about how hygge, like, you know, needlepoint. I've never done a needlepoint in my life. And all of a sudden I'm like, maybe I need to needlepoint. Like, I just need those things that I can do with my hands that let my mind kind of wander and that I can chat still and everything, but it's not phone twitch. You know, we all have phone twitch. Like, just pick up the phone, check the phone.
Yeah, and
if
you're doing whittling or needlepoint or quilting or ukulele, my guess is you know, those are going to be satisfying things to spend time doing. When you get phone twitch, we all know it, and you've spent an hour surfing social media sites, I think most of us feel kind of slightly empty about it.
You don't walk away all filled up. All right. So now number four for me was establish a nutritional habit that can go with you on the road next season. So it is really easy to do things while you're traveling that you are in the habit of doing. It is really hard to do things that you are not in the habit of doing. So like one of the things that I've done in the past to make our traveling a little more healthy is gotten everybody into smoothies. So I got everybody, you know, at home, that was a regular breakfast. So then we're on the road, it's easy. Everybody expects, you know, a smoothie breakfast and it's no big deal. There's a couple of other things that I want to try to kind of mess around with, like finding some healthy muffin recipes for breakfast because my boys can like hound them for breakfast. I want to find those great things, those go-to recipes that then I'm going to use when we travel in the summer, because I really do believe it's difficult to stay super healthy eating wise when we travel for long periods of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible with the RV kitchen, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Now, I've been liking the breakfast muffins that you've been making.
Yeah, I've been messing around with some different ones and the boys like it, but I'd still like to kind of have a better repertoire, I don't know, of those things. All right, so number five, this is something that I'm going to be trying. I'm not recommending it per se because I'm saying I'm trying it out because it's interesting to me. But it's another part of building those habits that you can take on the road with you. So something that I still struggle with is staying active while we're traveling in a very like workout.
In a focused way. I mean, yeah. We hike like crazy and all that stuff. But in terms of you getting a half hour workout, that's not something we've been successful
with. No, because I don't run and I can't really because I have an old sports injury. So it's tough for me. So like I go to the gym when we're at home and that helps me like stay focused and on task with my fitness. But when we go on the road, it's hard for me to do those like self-led workouts. So this is called the Aptiv app, and it's AAPTIV, okay? And what it is, it's on-demand audio fitness classes. Now, this is a, you have to sign up for like a subscription. And basically what you can do is it's an audio, so it's on your like iPhone or whatever. And if you're riding a bike, you can be like, do a spin class with me. And you can basically like have an instructor talking in your ear while it has a music, you know, soundtrack and everything. So it's like you're at a gym.
And you're just going to pop, you just have this on your phone and you set your phone up maybe.
Yeah. And you can just choose like, what kind of workout do I want? Like, and it's going to talk.
Get a little kickstand for the cell phone.
Yeah. So I'm going to try this app and I'll report back and see how I like it because I think that this is something that could help me. I'm still struggling with that piece of our travel.
It's also a way to sort of empower your use of your phone. I mean, your smartphone is such a powerful tool.
Oh my gosh,
and a lot
it's
of
amazing.
Us just waste time on them. This is a way to use it as a powerful tool.
That's how I always struggle with the phone thing because I know we waste so much time on it. But then when I think of all the things that are so helpful when we're traveling, like in terms of finding things and everything, it's like, this is great.
Now, I'm fascinated with number six, this building of a capsule wardrobe. And I love the clothes you've been buying, frankly. And you're trimming back on a lot of clothes that you weren't wearing.
I know. We warned you that this was a weird segment for me, but these are literally my personal projects, you know, for the winter. So that's what this is. So I am currently building a capsule wardrobe. Now, what does that mean? A capsule wardrobe is like really bare bones, basic pieces for the most part. And they're kind of, you could work with them together, right? So they're very interchangeable. And then you can also like substitute in some like more interesting statement pieces or whatever. Now, I was sick of being like that same kind of person that we all are that had like drawers and drawers of clothes, a closet full of clothes, stacks and stacks of clothes. And I was always like, I don't know what to wear.
And even more particularly on an RV trip.
Yeah. So that bothered me. Like I was packing all these clothes because I kind of had room to bring a lot of clothes, but then I still kind of felt like I didn't have what I wanted in certain circumstances, like for all the different activities we were doing.
And things that fit together nicely.
Right. So it's not just like this outfit for this day and this outfit for that day, but like it's interchangeable things, things that layer nicely for different
temperatures. And the interchangeability is huge because it allows you to have fewer pieces of clothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't that the secret to this?
Yeah. So, you know, everybody does it differently and I will share more in the future. I'll do a longer segment on this about kind of what I looked at. There's a million different ways to do this. I am down to just my closet. I have no dresser. I have nothing else but just my closet. I've really pared down.
I'm floored. And for the guys out there, this is applicable for the guys too, 100%.
Because I love it.
I have too many clothes lying
around.
You
have way too many clothes.
And it takes up way too much room, and it's a mess, and it drives me crazy, and it drives you more crazy.
Yeah, I hate it. So, but you know what was so cool? Like, I have had my first traveling experiences. Like, I went to Louisville, and I packed a carry-on, you know, for that trip to Louisville, and I had no problem packing for how many days away, like 4 days away, in one carry-on, and I had all the outfits I needed for like a business trip, which it was, or Hershey, you know. So I love it. I love what I've done, and I feel like this is going to make my RV travel packing so easy next year. So I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, and yeah. I'll have to, maybe I'll try too.
And I'll
what's,
say
and
that,
what's, you're using the Stitch Fix,
so
which
that's
not a sponsor of the show.
No, that's what
just,
I
that's
started
the company you're using, Stitch
with.
Fix.
Yeah, so not everybody like goes out and does something. Stitch Fix is one of those online monthly like basically services where you do a style profile and you get a stylist assigned to you and you get like 5 pieces in each of your shipping. And you pick whether you want to keep them or not. You can send back anything that you don't like. You give them feedback on the things you keep and you don't keep. So hopefully your stylist really gets you down and your boxes are great. Well, I've had an amazing experience with this. I've been super particular about talking, you know, telling my stylist what I want. But the interesting, you know, thing about this is I have just like, I hate shopping. I don't have time for shopping, but I like style and I have an idea of what I want. So this is the perfect thing for someone like me. Some people love shopping. So if you do, Stitch Fix isn't for you. I don't want to go in the store. I just want to tell somebody else what I want and I want them to get it for me.
All right. Your last tip for kicking the winterization blues. I think this is a really good piece of advice for everybody.
All right. This is something that we try to do every year. We try to reorient ourselves. So be a tourist in your own hometown. All right. What do I mean by that? I mean, we all have those things that we never get to because they're right there. Unless maybe somebody comes to visit us and we take them, right? So,
well, the greatest city in the world is right by us, and we don't go enough. And when we do go, we have a great time.
I would say make a list. Actually, make a list. Don't just think, oh, I'll do something local. Sit down like as if you were going somewhere on a trip. Just like you would go to Travel Advisor, just like you would plan a trip somewhere. Sit down and make a list of 5 to 10 things, like whether it's museums or restaurants or activities in your area that you would like to do. Make a list so that the next time you're feeling bluesy, boring weekend, dreary, you can look at that list and say, what are we going to do?
It's about breaking out of patterns.
Yeah.
Right? So that was Stephanie's list. We'll be back in a second with Jeremy's tips for kicking those winterization blues. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment 3 of our episode on kicking those winterization blues. This segment is going to be Jeremy's picks. But first, it's time for a sponsored message from our friends at Campgrounds of America and a huge welcome on board to KOA as a sponsor.
With almost 500 KOAs in North America, your next great camping adventure is closer than you think. And now is the time to plan your spring, summer, and fall trips at KOA.com.
Or you could download the free app and book directly from your cell phone using the app. I messed around with it again the other night. It is super simple to plug in the dates and book a trip using the app.
And you should book the app, book your trips using the app, and then use our Jedi style, you know, campground booking routine and call, right, to make sure that you're getting all of the right spots.
Get that site booked
and
give them a ring and make sure it's in the exact place you want. You can explore KOAs by city, by state, or by locations near you, and you can navigate to your favorites and mark your favorites either on the website or the app.
Now, we have been talking about the winterization blues and planning as a part of that. If you want to stay at some of the KOAs that we've recommended in the past, like some of these epic locations like the Bar Harbor KOA, right? If you want that ocean front site or that oceanside site. If you want the, you know, this campground with a beautiful view of the mountains, now really is the time to plan.
Well, for instance, I booked the Cape Hatteras KOA,
right.
And I'm not on the front row on the ocean. I'm on the second row.
And that was for August, right?
And that was for August. So if you want the premier sites at your favorite KOAs, it's time to book now.
Now, what we also want to bring up here is that we really do believe that KOA has the most family-friendly cancellation policy in the business.
We don't think we know.
We know. It sounds funny to bring that up as a, like, you know, oh, they've got a great cancellation policy. But you know what? We all know as families, things happen. Things come up. Things change.
For a 10 or RV site, you can cancel 48 hours before the reservation. Now, we have actually had sick kids and have had to cancel trips. And when we booked with KOA, we were able to cancel and get a refund.
Yeah.
And most other places, you have to cancel a week or 2 weeks out.
And it's 7 days for camping cabins. But the point is here is that you should book way in advance, but it's like a peace of mind knowing that if something happens, it's okay and you're not out that all of your vacation money.
And with that 48-hour cancellation policy, you could look at the weather report, for goodness sake, and decide if you want to drive 10 hours to the Cape Hatteras KOA. So it really is, and it's uniform.
Right, and that's what we appreciate, that it's not one campground. You have to check in at this campground or that campground. That's a uniform policy.
Some small variations maybe with holidays or deluxe camping cabins, but you're good to go with that 48-hour policy for tent and RV sites.
All right, so to find out what's behind the yellow sign, visit KOA.com or download the free KOA app now. All right, so you ready to go, Jer?
I think I am ready to go. I'm a little nervous. You were so deep. You were so philosophical. And I feel like I'm just going to be like so down to earth.
No, you're going to be like, okay, this is what you're going to buy. Everybody get out your pad. Get out your pencil.
It's not all purchasing.
Here's your media. It's your media intake.
Number one, I have three great shows you can stream on Netflix this winter. Some sort of travel related, some not. But what I want to do is recommend the show and link it to an activity to kind of make it a little bit more than just sitting and watching a show. So the first show is called Rock the Park. I love this show. Max and Theo love this show. It's two young guys who are probably in their late 20s, maybe they're around 30-ish. Their names are Jack Stewart and Colton Smith, and they are adorable guys. And they're traveling the country, going from national park to national park, and having big adventures in the parks, whether it's canoeing, kayaking, hiking, whale watching. And their whole attitude or mindset, and it's like their catch line, if we can do it, you can do it too. And I love that attitude, and I feel like we kind of strive for that too. These guys are not trying to be so radical and so cool and unapproachable. They're saying, if you go to Yosemite, you can do this.
Yeah, they're totally everyday people. Like, they're just like, we're down to earth. They've got senses of humor about themselves.
They're very cute. Yeah. They're very funny. Colton's afraid of heights, for goodness sake. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, like, he goes on these hikes, and he has to push himself to get past that fear of heights. The boys watched this with me. They loved it too. So the and this is, again, season one is streaming on Netflix, if you have Netflix, okay? And it's on TV on Saturday mornings.
So what's our project that we're doing with this?
Everyone talks about their bucket list. I don't think people actually write down a bucket list. So I think all of our listeners should actually make a national parks bucket list. What are your 10 top national parks that you want to visit that you have not visited?
You're like giving them homework. You're and like, I'm not teacher homework.
You're telling people to go get a new wardrobe, for goodness sake.
No, just throw out a lot of stuff. Give it away. Donate.
The second streaming show on Netflix that I really think could help you kick the winterization blues, Bob Ross and the Joy of Painting, is streaming on Netflix. Remember the show Happy Little Trees?
Everybody knows Happy Little Trees.
The guy,
yeah.
The white guy with the gigantic afro.
Yeah.
I watched that show religiously as a kid.
Yeah.
And I never painted. And I know a lot of people that watch that show. The show's relaxing. It's very hygge.
Yeah.
And I think that what I want to do this winter and what I'm going to suggest our podcast listeners do is get a basic painting kit, a canvas and some brushes and some paints, and paint some RV scenes, paint some campground scenes to help you get through the winterization.
There was
blues.
A time when you fancied yourself like a painter.
I did.
It
I
was
used
a
to
brief
some,
time
like,
in high school.
Like
I remember.
Ocean paintings and surfing paintings, and the world wasn't ready for my work.
Yeah,
in
I
a
wasn't
sense.
Ready for it. You still got some stuff in the garage, right?
It's got a big hole punched in it.
What happened?
It's not like a hole. It's like a finger got jabbed through it or something.
Well, all right, I like the idea of you making a canvas this winter. I like that.
Now, the best television show I have watched in a decade is Stranger. Really? Yes. Okay. Stranger Things on Netflix. We just got through the 8 episodes of Stranger Things, which is this sort of sci-fi mystery set in the early 1980s.
If you don't like scary things, don't watch it.
It's very scary, but there's not really that much gratuitous violence in it. There's a little bit of gore. It's definitely suspenseful and scary. It's the best television show I've seen in forever. It's streaming on Netflix. A show like this will help you get through the winterization blues.
Yeah, it's definitely a must watch. All right, so what's our activity that goes along with Stranger Things?
Well, it's
go into an alternate dimension.
It's obvious, isn't it?
No.
Solve a neighborhood mystery.
Oh, brother. I mean, that's you've been what reading they do too much in the Hardy show. Boys to the
Every
boys.
Neighborhood has a mystery. A cat that's gone missing.
Do we have a mystery?
A haunted house. Every neighborhood has a mystery. Right. And maybe this winter is the time to solve it.
All right, Sherlock.
So three great shows to stream on Netflix. Second, I want to suggest a magazine subscription. This magazine, the first issue is coming out in February. It doesn't even exist yet. It's called Rova Magazine. You can check them out at rovamag.com. I don't know how great the magazine's going to be because it's not out yet. But it sounds like it has a lot of potential. It's an Australian magazine company, and they want to do an old-fashioned, beautiful magazine filled with photographs and articles about RV travel. And they say they're going to focus on millennials and Gen X travel.
And like everybody says Gen X is always forgotten. And I think Gen X is even going to be forgotten in this magazine.
Well, on their website and their blog, it's definitely a lot of millennial type content, which is fine. I like it. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's exciting. But I would like them to see them do some family travel and Gen X type travel. We're a huge part of the RV market that's out there. But they're going for a really attractive magazine. And there's a whole movement right now in magazines where they're trying to make kind of like really nice paper, beautiful photographs. And it's sort of like pushing back against the digital age. So you
It's like the movie theaters putting in the recliners. They're like, what can we do?
Oh, that was awesome for Rogue One. By the way, bonus, go see Rogue One. Go see it 5 times. I loved it.
Oh, that was fun.
I really enjoyed it. So take a shot and subscribe to Rova Mag. Go to rovamag.com. Hopefully it's good. And I think getting a old-fashioned magazine in the mail about RV travel could be really fun.
All right, what's number three?
Number three. This maybe is my best tip or my favorite tip. Take an adult education class. Most communities, either at the community college or through your county park system or wherever it is, do adult education classes. And a lot of them are things that you can apply to your RV and travel lifestyle. So I did 2 photography classes through my county park system this fall and winter. They were $75 each for 6 nights of classes. I did a 6-night session on Lightroom, which was awesome for my photography and my editing. And then I did a 6-night session on getting to know your DSLR part 2, sort of an intermediate. $150 for 12 nights of lessons, 2.5 hours per lesson. You can't beat the price that's offered at community colleges and at your county park systems for adult education. You could do something with cooking. Could do something with photography, could do something with painting. I think it's a really rich way to get through those winterization blues.
All right. What's next?
I have a website next. It's called thegreatestroadtrip.com. And I think it's the most beautiful travel website out there right now. So there's a guy named Jonathan Irish. He's a National Geographic photographer. And he just finished a year-long road trip in an Airstream that he nicknamed Wally to all 59 national parks. He documented each one with stunning photography. He's a National Geographic photographer. He's huge on Instagram, but the website is worth looking at and not just on a mobile device. Websites can be beautiful if you look at them on your desktop or a laptop. Now, what he has is for each of the national parks, there's a section, there's like a tile, and you click on the tile and you open it up, and it's a gallery of gorgeous photos from that national park, quotes about that national park, maps from that national park. You can get lost in this website. He was sponsored by Airstream, Fuji, and National Geographic to do this year-long trip. And I truly hope there's a great coffee table book that comes out of it. But for now, check out this website.
No, not another coffee table book.
Honey, this is stunning, stunning photography.
I don't have enough coffee tables for all your coffee table books.
I don't have that many coffee
table books. Well, yeah, no, but now we're adding more to our collection of stuff, right?
If you're looking forward to the next 100 years in the national parks and you still want that to be a focus of your RV travel in the next year, thegreatestroadtrip.com is a beautiful and inspiring website.
All right, what's number five?
Number five is Go Analog. I just read a great book by David Sacks called The Revenge of Analog, and it's all about how records have come back, independent bookstores have come back, making photographs with old-fashioned film has come back, even journaling in old-fashioned paper notebooks has come back. I recommend the book. It was one of my favorite books from the last year, but I also recommend picking up an analog hobby. And I went out and bought a record player.
Of course you did. And then you went out and bought records.
My record collection at the moment is a strange hybrid between my grandfather's favorites, my father's favorites, and my own personal favorites. I have Sinatra, I have the Stones, and I have some John Coltrane and Duke Ellington.
And the boys are told they're not allowed to like run or jump.
Well, the records skip when they're jumping all over the place. But Max said, Dad, this is the fancy way to listen to music. Yeah, and then he said, Dad, can we get a Johnny Cash or Elvis album? And I was like, you are my son.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely picking up on it. That's for sure. So
they're
tonight,
into it.
Sienna brought them a foosball table. So in a clash of culture, you played foosball with the boys while listening
well, we love playing
to the record
with,
player.
while spinning a Duke Ellington record.
Yeah.
But an old-fashioned hobby like that can be really hygge and really great for getting through the winter months.
It was hygge. Playing foosball and listening to records before bed tonight was hygge.
And we've been doing it every night.
Yeah.
It's become ritualized already since Christmas.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be playing a lot of foosball. That table was supposed to go down to the basement.
Now we do have a cohort of podcast listeners who are doing photography on old fashioned film, who are record collectors. I know this because I communicate with these people social.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people out there doing old-fashioned photography on film or you have a record player, shoot me an email. Compare notes.
What's number six? Your last one. Wrap it up for us.
My last one is to join a nonprofit organization that supports your favorite national park. Most of the national parks have a Friends of type organization where you can donate, $25, $35, $50 and become a member for the year. And for me, it's Friends of Acadia. So I joined Friends of Acadia. I think it was only $25. You get a quarterly magazine, which is a nice read. You get a sticker and you get to know that you're supporting this organization. Now, every time we've gone into Acadia National Park, we see the Friends of Acadia working. Mm-hmm. And they're actually out there in groups repairing the trails, working on the hiking trails, and really volunteering and putting some manpower into it. So, those small donations matter an awful lot for these types of organizations that are really helping maintain our national parks.
Right, and that's another way to keep it local with your donation or keep it very personal with your donation, right? You pick one that's meaningful to you, either one that's close to you or one that you enjoy returning to. Think about what sort of blessed your family and the time that you spent in that park and be willing to contribute to other people's enjoyment.
And our national parks are underfunded, frankly. And I'm almost always appalled at how little it costs to get into our national parks because then you hear that they're underfunded.
Compared to all the other things that we do, like the Hollywood Wax Museum or Disney or any of these other things.
Right. We pay these exorbitant ticket prices to go to a Major League Baseball game or something, and then we pay almost nothing to get into our national parks for the year. So joining one of these organizations is a way to supplement the resources that the park has to maintain itself.
All right. Good list. I'll be
she's almost – I don't know. Did she mean that?
Well,
list? I think that she really liked her list.
Yeah, my list
was thoughtful.
It was very personal. This list is very personal for you too. These are truly passions of ours for the winter months. You got more of a sneak peek, I think, into our actual – hygge world, right?
Yeah, and if you want to give us a sneak peek into your hygge world and you don't think that's creepy, shoot us an email and let us know how you're getting through the winter.
And I'm sure everybody will be looking forward to hearing about you and your neighborhood mystery that you solve. All right, we'll be back in a minute to wrap up the show.
Stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 123. And that's 123 episodes in a row every week.
Is that like a fortuitous number, 1, 2, 3, for the first episode after the new year? That feels like it would be lucky, right, in some culture.
Wow. That's profound.
I'm calling it lucky. All right.
Thank you so much for listening. We got a lot of nice social media messages from people thanking us for the podcast, and it's not like we were asking for them. And just people kind of saying, hey, thank you for a great year of podcasting. And I said in response to everybody, thank you so much for listening. If there weren't people listening, we wouldn't be making the podcast. So we sure do appreciate every download. Thank you also to our sponsors. A huge welcome on board to Jayco and to Campgrounds of America and to the Thetford Corporation.
And also to Progressive Insurance. Gazing at the stars and hanging at the campfire are best enjoyed with the bliss of saving money by adding an RV policy to another Progressive policy like car, motorcycle, or boat. Save money and set out on a new journey by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV to learn more.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.